Minnesota News Network. Good morning. I'm Bick Smith. An attorney for Minnesota-based Bremer Trust says they will continue searching for any sort of will left behind by the late music legend Prince. Prince died last month, worth an estimated $300 million. So far, half a dozen family members are listed as heirs in court documents. Senate Democrats' push for a gas tax increase is likely going nowhere this legislative session, so they've beefed up transportation funding in their bonding bill in hopes that House Republicans will agree to a larger bonding bill than $600 million. Senate Democratic Majority Leader Tom Bach.
They've said that their $600 million is heavily weighted towards transportation. I would expect that they'd probably like that transportation number,
which is $400 million in the Senate's bonding bill. Who can view video from a police officer's body camera and how long the data will be kept? Those are the main focus of a bill that passed the Minnesota Senate Monday after long debate. Hutchinson Republican Scott Newman proposed additional protections.
There are circumstances under which a homeowner should have an absolute right to say, no, you may not film me under these circumstances. It's my home. Turn the camera off.
St. Louis Park Democrat Ron Latz responded the amendment is nonsensical.
The police are not going to be in the home unless there is consent, a warrant, or exigent circumstances. They're simply not going to be in the home.
The bill says police body cam video is private data unless the recording was in a public space and someone was substantially injured due to actions of an officer. The National Weather Service has upgraded a fire danger watch to a red flag warning over a good portion of northwestern and west central Minnesota. Forecasters say the risk of fire is high through tonight due to brisk winds and low humidity. Cities in the red flag warning include Thief River Falls, Fergus Falls, Brainerd, Bemidji, and an area just west of Hibbing. The 82nd Annual Minnesota Safety and Health Conference kicks off today in Minneapolis. Minnesota Safety Council President Paul Austin says the goal of the conference is
to create an opportunity for safety professionals to get some training and some updating and some new information on their business and how to keep people safe, whether they're at work or whether they're on the drive or whether they're at home.
On average, 216 Minnesota workers suffer work-related injuries or illnesses each day, totaling more than $1.6 billion annually in workers' compensation costs alone. And with the Indiana presidential primary today, a new survey out shows Minnesotans are worried about our future. A Star Tribune poll shows just 21% of voters think whoever is elected president will bring improvement over the next 4 years. The frontrunners in the race are Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. This is the Minnesota News Network.